Busy Saturday on Daily Comedy News, Trevor Noah said, now look, I know some people are saying this was karma catching up to Trump, but guys, a massive outbreak at the White House is not karma, it's consequences, all right? It's not karma to get hit by lightning when you're standing on the roof of a skyscraper holding a metal rod while there's lightning. The universe didn't do that stuff to you. You did that stuff to yourself. Colbert said, now, while the doctors were presenting a rosy picture, they also revealed that Trump has been put on two drugs, remdesivir, or however you say it, and dexamethasone. Who cares? It's just a joke. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure it's not a good sign when you get prescribed the high score in a Scrabble game. Seth Meyer said, according to the Washington Post, Trump told advisors last week he was getting bored of being in the hospital and was tiring of watching coverage of his hospitalization. Ah, you were bored? Well, that must be nice. Meanwhile, the rest of us stop, drop, and roll every time a CNN alert pops up on our phones. Seth Meyer said, remember, he might get better from COVID, but he will never get better as a person. There were still some fly jokes, and these might even carry over into Monday. There were so many. Seth Meyer said, hey, shouldn't he, Pence, be in quarantine? I heard something like 35 of his coworkers have the virus. Although Pence is probably safe because he's so boring, his coworkers scatter whenever he comes in the room. Run, guys! Pence is coming! Seth again. Hey, after all the trouble you went through, nobody will remember a damn thing that was said thanks to a fly landing on Mike Pence. And it's a shame because before that happened, Pence was making some very terrible points. Trevor... And look, flies land on people all the time. There's nothing crazy about that. What was crazy is how long it sat there for. Even Trump was watching at home like, wow, 2 minutes with Mike Pence? I could never do that. Trevor, okay, can I just say that I was not surprised at all to see the fly on Mike Pence? First of all, even a fly knows better than to land on a black woman's hair. And James Corden said, that's what happens when you go 18 years without blinking. Seth Meyers, Mike Pence doesn't even look live when he's live. Dude is an in-person Zoom meeting. Whenever he started speaking, I started looking for the gallery view button. Very timely joke there, Seth Meyers. Fallon, he's the head of the coronavirus task force. Not really a good look when you're covered in bugs and bleeding out of your eye. Fallon, meanwhile, a bunch of other flies off camera were like, oh my God, I can't believe you actually did it. You're a legend, dude. Epic. Trevor, and it was a weird situation from the start because there's a real chance that Pence could have COVID-19, even though he's tested negative, and that fear wasn't helped when Pence's eye threw a gender reveal party. Pink, it's a girl. Blood pink. Fallon, it's hard to shake the reputation of being robotic when you show up looking like the Terminator. Fallon, also, can you believe Kamala Harris had to stare at that for 90 minutes as if she wasn't under enough pressure? She had to debate the Bond villain with a leaky eye. That's really good. Fallon, the debate was an epic battle between side eye and red eye. Really good. Fallon, people are worried about Pence because pink eye is a possible symptom of coronavirus. Even scarier, today Pence's temperature shot all the way up to 84.6. Conan O'Brien tweeted, like everyone else, the coronavirus will regret going to work in that White House. Bill Burr is your host on Saturday Night Live tonight. There will be no musical guest, we think, because Morgan Wallen was scheduled to be the guest, but apparently did some not social distancing. I don't know the particulars there, but SNL was like, hey, why don't you not come? So there was a promo on TV that had just Bill Burr and no musical guest. That would wind up being the first episode since like 1986 that would have no musical guest, but I'll believe that when it happens. You know, it's Lorne Michaels. He'll call like Paul Simon or Paul McCartney to like pop in and do one song over Zoom or something. So let's see what actually happens. But Bill Burr is your host. Also today, day two of the virtual Just for Laughs Festival. Let's take a look at the schedule. So we have at 6 o'clock, the 25th annual State of the Industry Address with Andy Kindler. I'll talk about that in a second. At 6:30, it's Breaking In. Steve Byrne gets together with Cedric the Entertainer, Angela Johnson, Jimmy O. Yang, and Roy Wood Jr. That sounds fun. Kevin Hart has a show going on at 6 p.m. Sit-down comedy sessions with Howie Mandel at 7:30. Jimmy Carr at 6 Eastern. Got Ronnie Chang at 8. Chelsea Handler at 9. And Variety's 10 Comics to Watch panel. That's at 9:30. One of those comics to watch, don't forget, is Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah. She pantomimes to TikTok videos of Donald Trump. She's one of the comics to watch. Sarah Cooper. You should watch her. You don't want to miss it. Tara Cooper. The Interrobang wrote about Andy Kindler's State of the Industry speech. Let me tell you, the industry, the comedians, this is like the Super Bowl and whatever is Super Bowl-like. I almost said something dirty, and I don't want to do that. But Christmas morning, all wrapped into one. The comedians love this thing. I'm not sure anybody who's not actually in the industry gives a hoot about Andy Kindler's state of the industry. I read the comedy channels at SiriusXM for 10 years, doing it at Slacker/Live by Live, another five. I do this. I don't even really care. But the comedians, the industry, especially the industry, like the suits, they love this thing. The Interrobang wrote about it, and Andy Kindler said, "I'm actually excited about it because I've always wanted to eliminate the audience, and I felt like I spent half the time in Montreal asking if the joke works, so now without me being able to hear anything, I can just make my own assumptions and be quiet. I'll be quieter." This thing, it's kind of like a roast of the industry. So some of the things Andy Kindler may talk about later today include Joe Rogan. He said, "I'm very excited this year because I've never talked about Joe Rogan negatively because I'm a coward and he does Taekwondo. That is funny. I know Taekwondo. I'm a black belt, but I'm not a black belt like Joe Rogan." Kindler said he's held his tongue for years until Rogan said he would vote for Trump over Biden. And Kindler now says, "Then it's like, all right, this guy's a horrible comic. He obviously knows zero about anything. So now I'm fascinated that you can turn a horrible stand-up career into becoming a billionaire. He'll probably make fun of Jay Leno because he does every year." And Andy said, "I'd like to apologize to Jay Leno because he was just doing terrible comedy. He wasn't helping the alt-right get moving. So sorry about that." And he talked about Mrs. Maisel. He said, "I did realize, and I really honestly believe this, the reason why I can't watch Mrs. Maisel at all, and I know there's great writers on it and there's great actors, besides the fact that I don't want to see Lenny Bruce come back from the dead and give Maisel advice, it's hard enough to take a real comedian like Lenny Bruce and do a biography of him or even do any kind of stand-up movie. You cannot create a fictional genius comic from a show. Just not going to be there. So when she's killing it and all these type of things, all I can think of is she's not killing. That's not a person. She's not a real person. Why are they loving everything she says?" Please keep in mind, I may have seen 20 to 30 seconds of the show. This is the Andy Kindler promise. When people come, they go, "Andy, that is unfair. Have you seen the show a lot?" "No, I have not." "So what? Maybe you're right." So it is funny, but like, you know, it's funny, but not like, "Oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever" funny, like the industry treats it. Speaking of comedy festivals, Just for Laughs announced the 2020 edition of the Sydney Comedy Festival, Just for Laughs. Not going to happen. It was due to begin in November, and it's now been moved to November, December 2021. So I assume that will be the 2021 Comedy Festival, and they're not going to do the 2020 edition in November 2021. It will be virtual, and apparently that will happen October 11th and 12th. Oh, by the way, I should mention, if you want to check out the stuff for today, Andy Kindler and the rest of it, go to festival.hahaha.com/en/the-schedule. I'm giving you the big long URL because I went to just like hahaha.com and I couldn't find it myself. So try festival.hahaha.com, festival.hahaha.com. And if you remember, add /en/the-schedule. But I think the front page of that should just work for you. Good stuff on there tonight. And if you enjoy comedy festivals, why don't you head on over to Dubai? This from whatson.ae, your home for comedy news. The Dubai Comedy Festival will run October 21st to the 24th. Your headliner is Veer Daz, and he will be playing there on the 22nd if you want to go. Tickets are priced from whatever DHS 145 is in currency. And I don't know, is that a lot? Is that a little? Should I Google it? Let me Google it. DHS 145 in dollars is $39.48 in U.S. dollars. Currency rates do fluctuate. Don't want to guarantee that price here at Daily Comedy News. But you should go. They haven't announced the full lineup yet, which is, you know, kind of weird. I'm looking at my watch here, which is how I tell what day of the month it is. What is this bit? It's October 10th and this thing starts October 21st and the lineup hasn't been revealed yet. You want me to go to Dubai and pay like $40 to see mystery artists? I don't know. But in the past, they've had people like Dave Chappelle, people like Trevor Noah, people like Gabriel Iglesias, and people like Australian comedian Adam Hills, who I'm not familiar with. So Dubai Comedy Festival is coming up. Did you ever record your Daily Comedy News podcast and think you're heading for the second half and realize, wow, this episode's really long already? I got this great Jerry Seinfeld thing, but it's generic. It can wait. It's called the Rise and Fall of Jerry Seinfeld, but let me save that for a different day. I got this Dennis Miller thing I haven't gotten to. Let me tell you about Jimmy Fallon. He has showed his support for an Austin-based comedy club during a segment of The Tonight Show. Fallon announced that he has partnered with search engine Indeed, and they're going to give Austin Improv Comedy Club, the Hideout Theater, a check for $15,000 to help the Hideout Theater get through the pandemic. That's really cool. And Wayne Knight, you know him as Newman. See, I was going to put that after the Jerry Seinfeld thing, but the Jerry's too good to like put in like the 12th minute of this podcast today. From EW.com, a new ad commissioned by Pacronym. That's a Democratic super PAC. features Wayne Knight as Newman. Although he's not identified by name in the ad, you know, rights and stuff. The mail carrier in the ad is unquestionably Newman, says EW.com. The ad was written by David Mandel, a former Seinfeld writer-producer, who convinced Knight to bring Newman back after Wayne has been reluctant to play the role for years and years. Knight tells EW, and this is what me reading Wayne Knight quote sounds like. He sounds like he might take himself very seriously. Wayne Knight, being quoted by EW, says, "It's been my studious attempt to let Newman die. I've been so associated with the character that it became somewhat of a lodestone in my mind." Lodestone? Lodestone? That's not even a word people use. Come on, man. You're Newman. Lodestone. I think it's lodestone. Lodestone in my mind. But as the Trump administration began to attack voting by mail and the U.S. Postal Service... Oh, he's not saying that. I'm leaving it in. But as the Trump administration began to attack voting by mail in the U.S. Postal Service, Knight said, "Having played one of the most iconic postmen, I knew that something would happen. And I began getting contacted by various different people about reawakening Newman for this purpose." EW says he rejected a bunch of offers, but then he heard from Mandel, one of the select few writers who could hold the voice of Newman. "If we could capture the voice, if we get it funny, and we could get the message out, I felt like it would be disseminated in a way that would reach people. That was what was important." They shot this thing guerrilla style. He said, "We were running down the street trying to get away from this lady who was yelling at us because we didn't have a permit." That's funny. So the character who is Newman, except isn't Newman, but is Newman, said, "The only person who can slow down the mail is the mailman." But to anyone concerned about possible ethical breaches from mail carriers, Knight has this to say: "Newman has been trying to subvert the Postal Service for his entire career. He has not been able to do it. It's a well-oiled machine with a couple of bad cogs in it that every now and then get caught. But in general, the thought you can deliver something to a one-room post office in Alaska for 55 cents is pretty incredible." You know what? You are right, Wayne Knight. That's your comedy news for today. If you're up early tomorrow morning, you'll find a new episode of the weekly comedy thing on Live by Live. That's a free app, Live X Live. Let me plug all my socials. Say hi to me. I'm on Twitter. My personal one is at McD Radio, at MCD Radio. The one for the show is at DCN Pod. There's a Facebook page. I want to do a mailbag episode of this. So if you've got some questions or thoughts or complaints, or you want me to like talk about something, you know, if you're like, I don't know, how come you never talk about Bill Engvall? All right, just shoot me a note. I'm looking for ideas. Believe me, I've got plenty of stuff. This is not like, oh, how am I going to fill the podcast? I already told you I blew off two stories today. I got plenty, but I want to interact with you guys. So at DCN Pod, facebook.com/daily comedy news. Thank you for subscribing. See you tomorrow.